This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has dismissed calls for him to resign for working out a non-prosecution agreement with Jeffrey Epstein years ago when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida. Acosta has been the target of criticism recently for what critics say was a plea bargain that allowed the billionaire financier to continue his sexually predatory behavior. On Wednesday, the Labor Secretary said in Washington that that was not the case.
The goal here was straightforward. Put Epstein behind bars, ensure he registered as a sexual offender, provide victims with the means to seek restitution, and protect the public by putting them on notice that a sexual predator was in their midst.
The deal did allow Epstein to serve 13 months in jail and be released every day to go to work. On Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan said it was not bound by the plea deal and accused Epstein of luring dozens of girls, some as young as 14, into sexual liaisons. Epstein has pleaded not guilty and remains in jail while awaiting bond. Meanwhile, another accuser has emerged in the sexual abuse case of Jeffrey Epstein, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Jennifer Arose says it happened at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2002 when she was 15.
He raped me. Forcefully raped me.
After months of giving him massages that often led to sex acts.
He had no intentions of stopping, and that's what he wanted, that's what he got.
Arose tells NBC's Today show she never reported the rape.
I was just too scared. I didn't really want to go, you know, public with it.
She's now filed court papers ahead of suing him. Epstein pleaded not guilty this week to federal charges that do not include Arose's allegations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Donald